The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And so the sermon indeed is the song. That's why today it is called a meditation. And you'll be glad to know that that means that's much shorter than a sermon, because we have been singing the message. You'll notice on the celebration of praise insert, there were very few repeated hymns. We had a survey. Shut-ins were called and their favorites were given. And a little sheet was made available here at the church for people to write down their favorite. And with one exception, every single song has been sung today or will be sung. And I was curious to see that very few are doubled up. We've listed them when they were, because the history of Christian hymnody is rich, and God's people need to know God's truth through God's songs. And we've practiced that today. I'd like to invite your attention, though, for meditation on the Word, to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And let's ask the Lord to open our eyes and minds to this passage of Scripture and to principles that it suggests to us. Our Father, we thank You so much for Your Word, and we thank You for the gift of song, the gift of music, and the privilege we've had to obey Your Word, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and giving thanks in your hearts to the Lord. So we praise You today for Your goodness. Lord, give us strength and encouragement by the power of Your Word, by Your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 shows us a very important principle, that praise precedes warfare. When you think back about 136 years as a church, there have been many obstacles over the years. But when I think to the future, and I think, what will East End Baptist Church confront in the days ahead? There's a part of me that trembles a bit. What will we possibly face in a culture that's growing in its secularism? It's growing in its hedonism, its want for pleasure, its growth in atheism, saying that there is no God. What will we face on a culture that is turning hostile to Christianity, biblical Christianity in particular? What would we possibly face? What will we face when around the world Christians are being persecuted, killed, because they follow Jesus? Like the story of the young lady miracle that we read about last week. What will we possibly face? Well, I don't know the answer to all of that, but it's very likely that we will face opposition. I have never seen such opposition than what was forced upon Christians during COVID, where places of evil and sin could remain open, but churches were forced to close. Amazing. Churches were fined. And churches were threatened. So I think it would be safe to say that opposition will come. What do we do then, and what do we do now? I want you to notice 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Here, King Jehoshaphat is a king of Judah, and he was faced with a big trouble. Notice verse 2. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea." Notice verse 11. Here they are. The opposition. The trouble. Here they are. And notice verse 12. "O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us." So what do we do when there is the "here they are" moment? What do we do when there is opposition that comes into our lives? Let me suggest a few things from this passage. First of all, seek the Lord and seek Him in prayer. Notice verse 3. Jehoshaphat feared, and he set himself to seek the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. And then verses 5 through 12, Jehoshaphat is praying an amazing prayer. And it deserves study in its own. But just notice this one truth here in verse 6. O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Seek the Lord. Prayer is essential. And he was acknowledging here God's attributes. Notice verse 12b. I just love this phrase. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. You ever felt like that? You have a crisis, you have a situation, you have grief, you have some kind of opposition, even persecution, and you look up to God and you say, Lord, I don't know what to do. I hope we can say the next part, but my eyes are on you. But I'm looking to you. So, seek the Lord in prayer, but admit weakness. Be vulnerable to be able to say, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to turn. I don't know how to deal with this. But notice this in verse 15. And this thought is repeated. And he said, listen, all you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you King Jehoshaphat, God raised up Jehaziel, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And here's the advice that he gave. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude. Notice verse 17. He says there in the last part of the verse, O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Rule out fear. Seek the Lord in prayer. Admit weakness, but rule out fear. And here's why. Verse 15c. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed because of this great multitude. Listen to these words. For the battle is not yours, but God's. God owns the battle. And for all his children persecuted around the globe today, the battle is the Lord's. He owns the battle. For any trial that his children face, he owns the battle. And notice verse 17, the very last line. For the Lord is with you. Rule out fear. Here's why. Because God owns the battle. And God is with us. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And so we don't know what may come in the days ahead, the years ahead, individually or as a church. But we know this, God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. And we can be victorious and we can triumph because of that. And notice verse 17. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Act as if you're going to battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Jude and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them. For the Lord is with you. Position yourself for victory. Stand still. You're going to see the salvation of the Lord. Go out into battle, but be positioned for victory. You're not going to fight. Isn't that absolutely amazing? And then notice this. Believers must trust in God and His Word. In verse 20, it says, so they arose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. and you shall be established. But notice this part. Believe his prophets, his word, and you shall prosper. Believers must trust God and trust his word. We have a solid foundation, my friend. It's called the word of God. We have the scriptures to guide us. As a church, this is our bedrock foundation. We stand on this wonderful truth, and it will carry us through when opposition comes and when the truth of God is scorned, as it's being scorned today in our world. The word of God will give us stability. We must trust God and trust his word. The word of God tells us how we can be saved, how we can have a right relationship with God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done. It's according to his mercy that he saved us. Believe in the good news of the gospel and you will be saved. And then grow in grace to believe God, and trust his word. And then I want you to notice this. We need to worship before we go to warfare. Verse 18, I just love this. Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Wow. Worship, so important. Notice this, verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. Here you have the choir going before the army. The singers going before the army. They were to sing to the Lord. They were to acknowledge his attributes. Look at that, the beauty of holiness. Acknowledge his attributes. They were to worship before warfare because praise precedes warfare. Do you realize we've been doing that for 2 hours and more? Singing praise to the Lord. Praise precedes warfare. We are tempted by the evil one. We need to understand who God is, put our trust and the confidence in him and his word, and we need to praise the Lord. And then do spiritual battle. Opposition against any kind of enemy, praise precedes warfare. And then notice what happened here in verse 22. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated by an army of singers. The praisers went out before those who were warriors. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So we have practiced that today. We have been praising the Lord. And may God in his grace give us, if Jesus tarries, another 10, 15, 20, 100 years. And may we be praising the Lord and then looking for his victory. Notice what they did in verse 26. On the fourth day, they assembled in the Valley of Baraka. The Valley of Baraka. For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Baraka. It means blessing until this day. Then they returned, and every man of Judah and Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat in front of them to go back to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. So they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Praise precedes warfare. So in our lives as believers in Jesus Christ, we're facing opposition. It could be a temptation from the devil. We need to seek the Lord. We need to pray, call on him. We need to admit our weakness. We need to rule out fear. We need to position ourselves for victory. and trust in God and His Word and pick up the sword of the Spirit and worship before that warfare. And then look for God's blessing and His victory after worship. Let's bow together in prayer. Perhaps you've not trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. We have heard testimonies of people who came to know Christ through the ministry of East End Baptist Church. And maybe you've heard the gospel message over and over, but you've not yet believed it. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Jesus can forgive you your sins because He died on the cross and paid the price of your sins. Have you asked Him to save you? With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, is there anyone who would say, I know that I need Christ in my life. I need to be saved. Then here's what I say to you. Would you just admit your sinfulness to God? Would you believe on the Lord Jesus that He died and was buried and rose again? Will you call on the Lord to save you? You can do that right where you sit. I urge you to do that. Is there one who would say, yes, that's me. I understand. And I'm asking Jesus to save me. I'm turning to Him. I'm turning from my sin. And I'm trusting in Christ. Would you just slip your hand up as a testimony to that? Our dear Father, I pray that You will stir each of our hearts, that we will examine our hearts to make sure we have a relationship with You. Amen. And I pray, dear Father, that we will know Your grace on a daily basis in growing in Christ. I pray, Lord, for every believer who's here, and I trust, Lord, it's all of us. But I pray for every believer, Lord, that You will enable us to face opposition and to turn to You with praise and acknowledging Your goodness. Thank You, Lord, for what You've done, for what You will do. We give You the praise and the glory in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.